un protocolo leaf in your city and rainforest. As kind of empresario, poet, I consider myself Latin American and North American. So I want people to understand that all my pieces, all the performances that I do on my life have to be related to that, to bilingual, to transculture, you know, all these contradiction and dialogues of culture. I want to do a political statement that is always political anyway for me. This contradiction of cultures and languages and thoughts and philosophies, you know, this comes through my performance all the time. The performance is always attached to some kind of biography to be real. You do it for expressing yourself, and when you express yourself, you express your biography, where you're coming from. I have a prize fighter's family. So I was born almost in a gym. I grew up seeing guys waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to run 3 miles. We have 4 hours in the gym every day and have a specific diet just to bank another guy for money. And that's why I have endurance, because, you know, I grew up seeing endurance all the time. This influenced, obviously, on my work. For example, the Superman 51, I used to run with my father when I was like 10 years old, when he was training. So it's about the biography. And the whole thing of doing all this effort, physical effort and risky effort for making a point. And my point in here is not only that the obvious thing that 51 sticks, and each stick is the name of a state of the United States. I want Puerto Rico, my hometown, to become a state, or I want them to become independent. You know, this ambiguity of the statement is always there. This is a physical medium. It's a mental thing, but it's true physicality. Maybe an idea needs some more physicality than another one. And the body tells you that. It's like the body, when it's hungry or sleepy, the body tells you that. You know, in a way, it's like the music that played poetry instruments, right? This analogy, I think, is very good. Yes, yes. This transformation of your psyche into ideas of a collective culture. Videos like now, more or less capture. Because what happened with the technology now, sometimes the film is better than the performance. See, it's so good, and you can manipulate the performance with the computer and see that the performance become the machine. You are in the performance, you are away, you have 200 people. Sometimes you perceive more than 200 people than the performer. Of course, it's different, but it's a different view. I already construct the performance on my mind. Is the performance really a narrative of an idea that the people imagine? It's really about telling a story. The medium of performance is so transformative that you can imagine the same image different every day, because it's the idea of it. He jumped 51 fences. You can describe the performance, and people can match the performance. So that's the power of the narrative, or the substance of the piece. You know, this is the beauty of performance art, that is most free. You don't have to do it professionally. You can have a job and do performance. It can be very spontaneous. You don't have to be an actor. You don't have to practice and learn design, the movement, or a dancer. Jumping the fences, I take a friend and say, come here, put this camera here with the tripod, and I jump the fence, and that's it. So it's more accessible, not only for the artist, but I think when the public get into it, it's more accessible because they can analyze the idea very well. They are very common ideas, all these performances. All the fences that people put on Israel, and all the countries have offenses, and race is offenses. You are black, you are offense, and you know it also. Culture is offenses, because you ever, you know, language is a barrier. So it's like jumping barriers.